Okay. Let's get to work. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the March 16th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Ritz? Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Welcome, everyone. We're going to get going here in a minute. We have some communications items up front. We'll take those first and in a moment, where we allow citizens to sign up to speak on any subject of their choosing, and they'll get to do that. Then we'll get into our regular calendar. We're going to mess around with the regular calendar because Commissioner Saltzman is not here, and I will be leaving at 11:30 to welcome Lord Sebastian Coe to the City of Portland for the World Indoor Track and Field Championships that begin shortly. So, therefore, we're going to want to make sure we get emergency ordinances addressed while there are still four of us here. And one of the items that's up this morning is a Fire Bureau item introduced by Commissioner Saltzman, who's not here. So I might simply hold that item over to next week and let him and the Fire Bureau report on that next week. Is that a problem, Chief? Okay. All right.
I'll talk to the Chief.
All right. Why don't you talk to the Chief about that, and we will then get going on communications items, starting with item number 238.
Request of Jeffrey Whittle to address council regarding chronic misconduct in and around Council Crest Park.
Good morning. What's that? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Until about 5 years ago, the historic misconduct and property damage done by late-night partiers in the Council Crest neighborhood was effectively prevented for many years. Then the city changed its management strategy. Now four bureaus respond after damage and violations occur, expending more net resources than before. The area is being degraded and regaining its reputation as the late-night party spot. Request by Swirl and Sweeney in 2013 and again in 2015 to reinstate the proven management system were rejected by the Parks Bureau and Commissioner Fritz on behalf of the city. Why would the proven methods that consumed fewer city resources and prevented degradation of the park and neighborhood be rejected? For two reasons, it seems. The first reason, the elephant in the room that wasn't mentioned, city bureaus have difficulty cooperating. Too often, they protect their separate resources to the detriment of the city overall. Here, no one bureau wants to pay to reinstate the former system, even if the net cost is less than what the city's doing now. The bureaus are unwilling so far to establish an overhead funding mechanism. Recently, a parks employee was removing gravel left over from road sanding and spent the better part of 2 days with the Parks Bureau's little sweeper and blower. I remarked what a shame transportation's big sweeper hadn't taken 20 or 30 minutes and swept the park roadway when it swept the street just outside. I was told transportation won't help inside parks. This is ridiculous, expensive, and wasteful. We need a city manager to assure the bureaus always work in the city's best interests overall. I call on each of you to endorse a change to a city manager form. The second and stated reason, there is worse crime elsewhere. We understand and support equity. My wife has taught ELL students for decades in the David Douglas District. We know how much that community needs additional resources and support. But equity sought by degrading Council Crest to achieve parity with Southeast 122nd is racing to the bottom. Reinstating the proven management system at Council Crest will free up needed resources for other deserving neighborhoods. Please conserve our city resources. Stop degrading our neighborhood. Reinstate the proven system at Council Crest and get us a city manager. Does anyone really think we should continue unnecessarily degrading this neighborhood, especially when it is consuming additional precious city resources? Now Nancy Seaton, the chair of the board of SWIRL, wants to comment on her communication very briefly.
All right, I'll give you just a moment, Nancy, because you're not signed up. But
Right, yes. I just wanted to express the SWIRL board's support again for the Neighbors initiatives. We wrote a letter in support of some five measures that could be taken to improve conditions at Council Crest Park in December 2015. I can leave that with you again. That's
Please
been
do.
Sent in.
Yeah, all right. Thank you both very much.
We have a copy at my office and Commissioner Fritz's office.
We have it. Thank you.
And we have
We'll distribute it.
We have much more information that we've given to the bureau chiefs, to each of you, and to your chiefs of staff in the past. We can do it again if you'd like.
All right. Thank you. Okay, item